Time now for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on 103.3 KUMD. And a man who loves rain and likes cooler temperatures and who is not going to be real excited about mid-90s, it's Larry Weber. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, for those who feel like we get cheated out of July heat, you just wait until the end of next week. It sounds like we're going to get it. However, those who feel like July has been cool so far needs to take a little look at the statistics. We have had temperatures about normal. If you really put all that together, it's about normal. Now, yesterday, we never got out of the 60s. Today, we'll probably get out of the 60s, but not anything really warm. So, yeah, very, very interesting week. Until we got this past week, we really didn't have that much rain so far in July. But this week, of course, turned it around. Monday was an amazing day. It was just like one line of thunder showers after another coming across. My house here, we recorded 3.5 inches of rain, and then we got a little bit of rain since then. So during this week, we've got about 4 inches of rain. We are over 5 inches of rain so far for the month of July. Now, what's interesting about that statistic is that a normal July, we get a little bit less than 4 inches for the entire month. So here we are halfway through, and we've already gone beyond that. The rain brings about lots of responses, and I have seen just a plethora of wildflowers, plants coming in bloom this past week, as well as mushrooms. Mushrooms season begins in July pretty much every year. But when we get some rain like we do now, we get a good growth of it. Some of the ones of note, unfortunately, a lot of mushrooms have only Latin names, but some of the ones of note are Rucola, which is a common one in the yard. It has a red cap. It has a white stem. Then there is the hygroscopy, which are just gorgeous. If you are a person who inclined toward photography in the woods, these mushrooms are highly photogenic. Bright red, bright yellow, orange, all sorts of other colors, but they're in the woods right now. I've seen them again this morning. And then there is the amanitas. The amanitas often grow really big out in the yard. They have a colorful cap, yellowish perhaps, orangish perhaps, with a white stem. And then there's the ones that a lot of mushroom collectors are after, chanterelles. I found chanterelles at no less than 3 different sites in these last couple of days. And yeah, they are an early season mushroom, and get out there and take a look. Then there's things like corals. There's just an abundance of it. And thanks to the rains, we're probably going to see more thanks to the warmer temperatures. And then in addition to that, as I said, plenty of flowers. I've talked in the last couple of weeks about how a couple of my favorite milkweed and fireweed have come in bloom. Well, so does things like evening primrose, cow parsnip, boneset, black-eyed Susan, oxeye, tall sunflower, Joe Pieweed, which is an interesting flower with an interesting name. It grows in the swampy areas. It has a light purplish flower. It has leaves in it, in a whorl where they all stick out from the same part of the stem. It's called Joe Pieweed. Joe and pie are separated, P-Y-E, supposedly named after a person, herbalist, who lived a couple hundred years ago, who used the plant for a variety of things. Arrowhead has started to bloom along the swamps and the wetlands, the edges of lakes and so forth, started to bloom in the last couple of days. Michigan lily, some people call wood lily, which grows along the sides of the roads. I found it several places in bloom in the last few days. And then, yes, the first goldenrods are out there in bloom, early goldenrod. And yesterday I saw the first aster. Now, that's always a sign that we're moving on when we have goldenrods and asters. In addition to that, this is berry time. I've been picking strawberries at a nearby berry farm virtually every day for a while, so much that I don't really have room for any more. But they're not alone. Blueberries are ripe right now. Raspberries, I find raspberries, new raspberries ripe every day. Juneberries are ripe. Those are all ones that we eat. And then there are those that we don't collect and eat. Red elderberry, which even though we don't eat them, everybody else seems to. They go fast. Tall honeysuckle. Then there's red baneberry growing in the woods, and Clintonia. Clintonia is the flower we often call corn lily. sometimes called blue beet lily because it has blueberries. They just started to ripe. If that's not enough, the sugar maple seeds are ripe. Mountain maple seeds are ripe. And the list goes on and on. Hazelnuts are getting ripe, though I see them every year in the stage of green getting toward ripe. I almost never see them ripe because bears and squirrels and so forth will eat them before they really ripen. Elsewhere, the birds have made a big switch. We don't have much singing going on now in the world of birds. Most of them, the babies have fledged. They're going out away from the nest. They don't need the home territory anymore, so the birds don't sing as much. There are some exceptions. Just as I was sitting here, I hear red-eyed vireo singing. This morning on my walk, I heard indigo bunting singing. I heard song sparrow. I heard ovenbird. I heard redstart. And, yes, I heard the vireo and the scarlet tanager. Scarlet tanager is a remarkable, beautiful bird. Bright red body with black wings. In the swamps we have this bird called the red-winged blackbird. Well, in the woods we have this bird. It's a black-winged redbird. And both of them sing tremendously. Red-winged blackbird is an interesting one. They started singing already in March, and it wasn't until this week that I visited the swamp where they've been singing and did not hear or see any. So that's over 100 days of consecutive singing. Speaking of singing, still singing going on in the lake from the summer frogs. The green frog and the mink frog continue to sing. Up in the trees, I've been hearing cicadas singing. They sound kind of like a chipping sparrow, but they're singing. That's our first cicada. Soon we'll be getting our second kind of cicada. Crickets have been calling for a while. I haven't heard the katydids yet, but I expect soon they will. We got moths and butterflies and hornets and fireflies all going on out there. There are people who enjoy the hot weather coming up, but there are lots of insects that enjoy it too. So we may be seeing more of those. And what I'm excited about, which comes about from the hot weather, is that we're going to see more spider webs. They're getting more common right now, but we have to get into late summer. Their real time is still a few weeks away from us. We are getting shorter days. The daylight is already almost a half hour shorter than it was at the solstice. And this week, we are going to have a full moon. So I would say, whatever you have planned for the night of Tuesday night, get out and see that full moon. So, okay, well, take care and have a beautiful week.
Sounds wonderful, Larry. Thank you so much. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, and all-around great guy. Joins us every Friday right here on KUMD for Backyard Almanac.